69, 215, 110. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 listening to a podcast in my big old pickup truck.
Hey, it's Deeper, and welcome to another episode of the 110 Podcast, a podcast where I usually talk about one song in 10 minutes. But this week, I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, where I was supposed to record with one half of my former favorite 110 Podcast feature that just totally ghosted me. This is just me documenting my feelings after the events that led up to this episode. So you guys, no worries. Phoenix has an open mic at Central Records. I knew that coming in. We were going to try and stop by after the interview, the original interview that was scheduled. But we just decided to go early, we being producer Rod and I. And yeah, we were just going to try and get an artist to record in the Rav, a little jam in the Rav, you know? We had all the equipment. Why not? So shout out to Lou and Savannah at Firebird Open Mic at Central Records. And shout out to Jess for helping us out with parking. Because yeah, oh my, don't get me started on Phoenix parking. Like, what the heck, you guys? Be grateful, LA, that we do not have parking prices like that unless it's like a major event at the Forum or something. But anyways, and shout out to Brian Preston for being down to jump in a stranger's car to record. So what I wanted to tell the original artist was that thanks to this podcast, I have found so much music. Music that I love, some albums and some bands like that I've seen so many times, that I've listened to their album on repeat like so many times, that now I cannot imagine my life without those bands and those albums. Like, that's how much I've listened to those bands. And I really wanted to tell that artist, I just really wanted to express that on my 200th episode, that doing this podcast and finding all these small bands is really like changed my life and my perspective. And obviously I'm all like, and again, this is just me recording my feelings, so I'm a little butthurt, I'm not gonna lie. I don't know if I could ever listen to that album again. Like, I don't know if I will ever, and I know it was only one half of that band, but like, that's where I'm at right now. But you know what? The universe works in mysterious ways, and I try to stay really positive through this whole trip, and I am just grateful that I ran into these amazing people that led me to Brian. And you know what? I have a new favorite. I have a new favorite 110 Podcast feature, and it is Brian. Brian is welcome at the 110 Podcast Studios anytime in LA, which is basically my house. If he wants to record something there, he wants to record a listening party podcast episode. So those are my feelings as of now. Like I said, we did record in the car. I'm 90% sure there's going to be technical difficulties, but it is a moment in time, you guys, of my adventure, of producer Rod and I's adventure to Phoenix to record with a band. And I'm grateful for the way that things turned out. So I might have an update on my feelings after the interview. And with that, let's get to my 200th episode. Hey, it's Deeper, and I'm with Brian Preston, aka Dada Doe of Dada Doe and the POC.
That's me, yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. And we are here. Let me just preface a few things. Producer Rod and I are here in Phoenix, Arizona. We were supposed to record with another band and they just ghosted me. It's my 200th episode.
Oh, wow.
I have been featuring smaller artists for 200 episodes of this podcast. It's called the 110 Podcast. I knew there was an open mic the night that we were going to be in Phoenix. Cool. So we came to, what is it?
Central Records.
Central Records. Thank you. I was like, you know what? We have all our equipment. Let's just ask someone to like record with us in the car. So thank you, Brian, for recording with us in the car. We just met and I appreciate you so much. Tell us about yourself.
Well, first, shout out to Lou Moon. He's the funniest guy in Phoenix, and he hooked us up here. He's got an album called Lou. It looks like the cover of Joni Mitchell's Blue album, and we produced it together. The number one comedy album on iTunes for like a week.
Nice.
So I'm super proud of that. But me, I'm Brian Preston. I live in Phoenix, but like a little suburb town called Tempe, Arizona. I got a band called the POC. I've been actively rapping and rocking and entertaining and doing a little bit of comedy here and there for 10 plus years now. Wow. For sure. I got so a couple full length records, and I'm really working on some cover albums right now. So I call We Got You Covered. Volume 1 is out right now. So
I love that.
Getting a really cool alternative cover stuff. So
nice. And then I always want to, at the top of the show, just ask social medias, anything. Where can we find you first? Because we don't want to wait till the end.
Yes, at DADADOH everywhere. Venmo, Spotify, Cash App. Hey, also Bandcamp. I guess the important things, the records.
Nice. And how did you get your start in music?
You know what? I started off as an interviewer, right?
Nice.
So I used to interview bands, and at the same time, I was like making mixtapes where I was just a rapper, and they were like, "Hey, I heard you got some records. Did you want to open up or close a show?" And it started from there. It was like the furthest thing I was trying to do. I just like really loved the local Phoenix scene, and they were just like, found out I made music, so they were like, "Hey, would you like to open a show?" And I was like, "Totally."
Well, this is my first time here, and I mean, this is my only spot, but it's very, I know it's like an anniversary show for Central Records, but so far it's everything that I love. It's poetry, it's comedy, and it's music, and I've loved everything that I've heard. So I mean, I just feel like we picked a good night.
Like, and I feel like it was a good event for me to be as a solo artist, because I kind of encompass all of those, like a little bit of comedy, a little bit of poetry with the rap, and then you know, I love rocking with my guitar.
You know?
I love guitars, buddy. I tell everybody that all the time.
So you're gonna play a song for us in a few minutes, but we haven't picked a song. Have you picked a song yet? Or
yeah, I'm gonna play Eric Cartman with a K.
Okay,
it's kind of like a song about my life and my success in making music here. You can sometimes hear it on 93.3 here in Phoenix. Shout out to Mo at the radio station. Nice. Love you, Mo.
You played a couple other songs. Is there something that you want to touch on there? There was a shout out.
Yes. I on my covers album, We Got You Covered Volume 1, I got a cover of an Andy Warpig song. Andy was a local legend that we lost in 2021. Has really, I mean, anything that's going on here, Andy probably had a hand in it to some degree, whether he inspired somebody to do like an open mic thing, or if he actually financed my first record, you know, with his record deal that he had at the time. And God, yeah, we miss him, but we never forget him. You know, he's some of the greatest music you'll ever hear. Definitely check out Andy Warpigs for sure.
I will do that. Thank you for that shout out. And just shout out to any local legends. I think about the one local legend in our like little community, but shout out to Rod Harrison. Like, he's a great like influence and like inspiration like in our little community. Yeah, I definitely like feel you there. Like, shout out to anyone who just helps out that music community, helps lift it up. That's great.
It only takes one person to really care that can like create a whole thing. So
yeah,
those are the best people.
Yes. So can you touch on the community scene here in Phoenix?
Absolutely. I Phoenix is a big transient state. So like nobody's really from here. It's a lot of people are like from other places. I'm originally from Virginia, and I moved here in 2009. And a lot of people that are here are really from the Midwest, so we call them snowbirds. I don't know if you know that. I didn't know that term until I got here. They come from the Midwest when it's like the winter, and they come here during the winter, and it's like perfect. It's like 70, 90 degrees. Like, mm-hmm. No. Very, very, a lot of great resorts here. Like, I love water slides, so I spend a lot of time doing that. But yeah, other than like other people like from around the country being here, it's a big college town. In the town I live in, Tempe, about 10 minutes from downtown here, maybe 15. They have a big indie scene there. What else is going on out here? The Trunk Space, I'm actually playing a show there. They're another local all ages type of venue where the weirdest stuff you'll see, like noise stuff, but you'll also see like pop stuff, and you'll, you know, really truly all ages. Like, you'll see the oldest people and then the youngest people are just starting out there. There's a lot of, you know, like electronic EDM type of stuff. Like, even looking around here, there's like all these bars. It's like tons of DJs. There's actually a venue right over this building here called MySpace that I curate at sometimes. It's also all ages, and they do some really great shows. I met a lot of new acts that are just coming up this year through MySpace. So if you look in Phoenix, go to Roosevelt, find a little place called MySpace, and you'll see like the most up and coming dopeness. Promise.
Yes. The band that I was supposed to record with, like, I checked out everywhere that they've played around here. And so that's how I found the Central Records. And I did see that they had played MySpace. Yeah. And that's why I saw that you guys had the open mic at Central Records. And I was like, okay, well, that's the place to go. That was the only spot like around that had something going on, but it was the perfect night. So you had mentioned that you started as a rapper, and I just was wondering how you made that transition.
Yes. So I'm actually a very avid skateboarder, and at the time I was skateboarding a lot, and I had broken my foot. So I was kind of stuck in my room with a MacBook and GarageBand, and I just got super creative, and I was just... you know, at the time, it was like a really aggressive hip hop sound. Like, if you would think like a Tyler the Creator or somebody like that, that was like super big, 2013 type of era. And I was like really inspired by that. So like a lot of my stuff was like high energy, a lot of screaming, or like high BPMs. And I'd get off stage, and everybody's like, "You should have a band. You'd be perfect for a band. I think you should have a band." And you know, you hear that so many times. And also, by being a rapper, you kind of pigeonhole yourself a little bit. So you can only really play like variety shows, or you could play like hip hop showcases. So I was really into, I used to have a band when I was like in middle school. So I've been playing guitar my whole life. And I was like, it'd be kind of cool if I could get into coffee shops and turn like some of these hip hop songs into like poetry, and like kind of break down the songs a little bit. And I recorded this demo called You Can't Rap Forever.
Which, I love these names. I'm sorry.
they're like so like just literal. Like sometimes I'm like, you should be more mysterious, but then also I'm like, pretty direct. Like, it's like, you can't rap forever, so you should probably like incorporate other things into the music. And it was just like a demo where I played like bass, I played guitar, I played the drums, I played keyboards, I played everything, and I put it out. It got a lot of traction in the city, and then a lot of other musicians heard it, and they were like, yo, if you ever start this band, like, let me know. I would love to be in the band with you. And I was like, you're hired. Like, let's go, you know? Nice. And honestly, I've had like a couple, I would say the band that I have now is the POC 3.0. Cause there's been like two other iterations of the band, but each time I've had a band and I've lost members or people moved away or whatever, I've never had to ask somebody to join a band. It's always been like, oh man, somebody's out that band. Oh, let me jump in that band. So
wow.
As long as that energy stays, I'm going to keep doing it. And we're working on our third full length record, and then our second version of the cover record that I mentioned earlier. So nice. I'm really excited about both of them, really.
Nice. And so wait, how many instruments do you play?
What do you need? You know?
I do love trumpet. Do you play trumpet?
That was the first thing I learned in the sixth grade. And I still have my original trumpet.
Nice. That is awesome. That is awesome.
But I'm actually terrible at it now.
Oh. Alrighty, so coming from LA, it's pretty difficult to get on the radio. I do know of one local band, but it's like a certain hour of the time where they only play local songs. Like, I'm just wondering, like, how did you get on the radio? Like here,
shout out to my boy Joe Strelsky. He used to DJ at this emo event, and he used to always have me come on and DJ sets. And a long time ago, a friend of mine was like, "Hey, you know, I think this song is really good. You should try to pitch it to the radio." And I didn't know that like pitching was more than just sending the like host a Instagram message saying, "Hey, play this song. I think it's really cool." And then obviously I got no response for years until I was DJing one night, and that radio host happened to be on the bill DJing with me. And they, I would like to say that I like wowed them with my showmanship and DJ skills. And they went home that night and they found me on Instagram, and they had saw that I sent them that message years ago and was like, "Oh, I never saw this." It's like, I'm going to play this. I love this song. And I was like, holy, it's really
one of
those like, you know, Hollywood stories where it's like, oh, you know, you just waited. Normally you would, "Hey, play this record. Have you seen this record?" Yeah. I send one message. If you see it, you see it. If you don't, you don't. Yeah. But eventually, I feel like it'll work out.
Yeah. So. Oh my gosh. That's so funny. Like years later, "I found your message." Like, it's like, oh, I can't imagine if that was like on a different platform, like MySpace or like,
right.
It's like gone. It's gone.
Yeah. It's gone.
Alrighty, so big Arizona bands are Jimmy Eat World and AJJ. We're huge fans of. Like, are there any bands you feel that we should be looking out for right now?
Absolutely.
Besides your band.
Yeah, you know, besides my band, for sure. It's so crazy because I feel like a lot of bands that I like that are from here, to me, are big. They tour constantly. Yeah, yeah. There's a group called Playboy Man Baby. Every one of their shows I go to, it's like a mosh pit from beginning to end. It's fun. They have like a little like a political side. They also address a lot of like real everyday issues, but they also are like very silly too. The guy that headlines that band is called Robbie Pfeiffer, and he also moonlighted as a rapper called Spaceman Bob. He's been on like America's Got Talent. So I don't know if I could like give him more of a shout out than he would give me a shout out. But yeah, he's somebody to definitely check out for. He's so funny. He's got a really great TikTok presence. Really funny guy. I'm sure you've probably seen him on Didn't Even Know It. A group called Sewer Bitch. They're really dope. They're like a duo, kind of like they like harmonize, and it's just a bass and drums. It's almost like a back country White Stripes, but it's just two chicks, you know. It's like, yeah, really dope. They're really cool. They actually been on tour with AJJ. Shout out to Sean, I know him. He's me and him played the Rock Lottery together, where they do they invite for charity. They get like 20 different musicians, and they put all our names in a hat, and they put us all in different groups, and then we have to write songs. And,
oh, that's awesome.
Like, and so I happened to be lucky enough to be in a group with Sean from AJJ. He really cool guy. He skates too, so that's pretty much mostly what we talk about. Who else? Just Like June is a really cool band that's coming up. I think they're gonna be really awesome. Jar, I like them. They're really cool. They got like a weird kind of, I hate saying bands, but you know, they got like a Modest Mouse, like trippy, cool vibe type of thing. I'm going to see this band this week coming up called Doom Tripper. They're like a doom metal band. Oh, of course, Dismay. I got a Dismay shirt on right now. They're like black metal. I love them so much. I'm like their biggest fan. I bought all their merch, all their cassettes. They only have one. Definitely check out Dismay.
Nice. Alrighty, so we're almost to your song. This is all backwards, like from what we're used to. So we usually record the song and then we go into the interview. But we're doing the interview first, and then you're gonna play your song. But if you want to tell us a little bit about your song and some background, and I know you had said the name of it, Eric Cartman, with a C, right?
Eric Cartman with a K.
With a K. Oh, sorry. and your musical influences, if you can mention those as well.
Yes. Like I said, I'm originally from Virginia. I went to college in Virginia Beach. And the only reason why I did that, because I was such a big NERD fan. I remember when I was like in school, this girl was like, there's this band and I know you would like them. And I hate when people do that because they're like, yeah, they're spot on. But yeah, she was right. Like NERD, if you ever... you know, Pharrell's done so much, but like his band NERD is so cool. Mm-hmm. The Mars Volta, yes. Who I'm actually going to see in Tucson in October. I'm really excited about that. And if you're going to say Mars Volta, you might as well say at the drive-in.
Yeah.
Super big Blink-182 fan. Like some people feel like that might be corny, but what I love about them the most is that they're so tangible. Like you listen to their music and you're like, I can make this, you know, you get inspired. Mm-hmm. I used to listen to people like Jimi Hendrix and Steve Vai, you know, and you're like, oh, this guy, I might as well give a guitar now, you know, but like bands like Blink, you know, you feel like, oh, I could do this, you know,
yeah.
And it gets super inspiring. So yeah, Blink, anything Omar Rodriguez Lopez is in, And NERD, yeah, that was like my top biggest influences for sure.
Nice. And
The song, yeah. Eric Cartman. Eric Cartman's, you know what's funny is like you write a record, and this I've heard this a million times, is like you're writing for a record and you have all your songs and you don't have that hit. You don't have that one song where you're like, it has to be a song I can write in 5 minutes. It's something that could be super easy to play. It's something that, you know, I could do in my sleep. And it's not all about showcasing skills. And that's how this song is, like the very last song that I wrote. And I was like, I just want to write something that has like a box type. Everything's just like in a box. Everything's real simple. But also it showcases all my abilities. It showcases my guitar playing. It showcases my rapping ability. It showcases my songwriting and arrangements. I'm so like this is not like the craziest arrangement song I ever wrote, but it definitely like I took the pop format and turned it on its head a little bit. So that was the, and then the name is inspired, the Eric with the K is inspired by this guy who I used to work with. His name was Eric with a K. And we used to work at this pizza place called Marino's. And I worked there after college for like a long time. And one of the last times I had spent working at this place, I came to visit Phoenix because I wanted to see a cactus. And when I came back, I was so obsessed about wanting to live in Phoenix. For like the next 30 days, I was just like, how do I get back to Phoenix? I have to move to Phoenix. So sold all my stuff and got on a plane. I had two bags. One of them was full of shoes.
Oh my gosh.
And I flew here in 2009 and I've been here ever since. And I feel like this song and that guy and, you know, that just all came full circle. So that's really what it's about.
Shout out to Eric with the K.
Eric Jones. Social Security number 2. Nah, I'm
my last question. I mean, we joked about this like on the way over here. Is like if we did find someone, like what were we gonna ask them? And I was like, well, I guess we're just gonna have to like wing it. We just joked that we would ask you. Do you have a message for the band or the artist that didn't show up today?
Oh yeah, you missed out, buddy. Like Denise is so nice. Oh my God, the backseat of this car is so plush. You know, and it's like a perfect Phoenix night. Like this doesn't even happen. Like I was driving here, and I was happy to be in traffic. Like this was just a magical night right here. Truly the windows down night. Like you don't get a windows down night in Phoenix that much. You really, really don't. But also like you guys have been great, like so professional. I love the questions as a former interviewer myself. I really enjoyed this. And I feel like guys, I get things happen, but you know, in this music business, you got to stay committed. And that's the thing. You got to always, no matter what you do, you got to stand on the four legs to keep the table. It's honesty, reliability. You got to have a good attitude and you got to be coachable. You know, you got to be able to take that feedback. And with that, you could be successful, fellas. So that's just from me, Brian Preston, a.k.a. Dada Doe of Dada Doe and the POC. Just a little free advice. should also listen to my records. You get some game, free game in there, you know?
Nice. So obviously you used to be an interview. Is there anything that I didn't ask that you would like me to ask?
Let's see. I've doxed myself before. Well, I don't know if I should do that again. I'm just a lonely guy. I wish someone would visit me. No, I would say, you know, you got the influences, you got the backstory. How about where are we going in the future with this? You know, people ask me that on things like, what are your goals with Da Da Do? And for me, I just always wanted to just play a cool show and have some homies that I get to hang out with once a week at a rehearsal space. And everything after that is really icing on the cake. From being on the cover of the New Times out here to being on TV, radio, even having merchandise. Like, it's all just been icing on the cake. I would like a feature in a film. You know, like a little spot in a film. I know that's probably super easy to do, but you know what? I want to be more motivated. That's what I want to do. I'm going to be more motivated this year.
Nice. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to sit in our car and be interviewed. And next up, we're going to play, you're going to play Eric Hartman with AK.
Yes. Ka-chow.
Alrighty. So we just a reminder, we are in the car with the windows down. So it's going to sound like what it sounds like. All right. Like if you're listening, we're very DIY here. You guys know that. It's not our usual setup, but we're going to get through this. So. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hello, hello. My name is Brian Preston, the Da Da Do and the POC, and this song is called Eric Cartman. Whoa! Gonna do what I want. 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 Too many swole up, probably need to hold up. A rap pump, get it backside and the front. Never had a slump, if I drop they pick it up. Do it how I want, swear I do it how I want. If they gotta ask, I gotta keep it blunt. We can spark it up, that's some conversation young. I'ma send them in without the bun. Trying to stack a million, who they think they better than? Gonna do what I want. 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 Get bent at Mr. Heaven sent. I done been through hell and I ain't been back since. No, they wishing me well. They're just missing some sense. Tell me time will tell. But they ain't making no sense, yeah. Drive through a lot too. They fast food. Not cool when these folks think you a coon. I don't know. Make my heart turn cold. Whoever said that, I know. Get my name out the flow. See my name been up on marquee without the marquee. I ain't got a friend playing Biz Marquee. While I'm in your party, the POC beside me, we got them extra crispy. T had a O, so we got that quick. I won't ever be late if your price look thick. If your rice look wet, I'ma pass that lick. You can play me, player, gotta play a position. Yeah, gonna do what I want. Gonna do what I want. Gonna do what I want. Gonna do what I want.
That was it, guys. We did it. We did it, Joe. We did have some technical difficulties. The guitar dropped out like mid-song, but you know, it is what it is. It's a snippet of the time that I had in Arizona. We made it to 200. It has taken me like 4 years to get here, you guys. Brian let you in on a little secret that he used my actual name and we left it in there. It's D for Denise. But I prefer if you guys just call me D for, unless you've been to the house or you've been in the ravioli. But yeah, just to let you guys know, that's my real name. If I've emailed you, you know it. It's fine. But yeah, we just decided to leave that in there. I was kind of just going to leave it as an Easter egg, but I think we'll point it out. I'll point it out for you guys. I hope to keep going, you guys. I hope to get to another 100 episodes, maybe 300. Hopefully we'll get there. But I need to take a little bit of a break because there's construction going on at my house and it's very stressful for me and I don't like it. So we're going to come back in September. We're going to take a little break. We're going to take August off. You guys, 200 has been a lot. And then we'll come back. I don't have any shows. Oh, I do have an EP dropping. It should be out by August 7th. It's Horseplay Comedy. It's horseplay inspired songs. And it's inspired by all the comedians that I've seen at Horseplay, my local comedy mic at the Angry Horse. It's very specific, you guys. So if you don't get it, don't worry about it. It's for my local peeps. Shout out to KJ Robinson. Oh my gosh. At How to Be KJ on Instagram. Hilarious. Was the only one that sent me vocals that I could use. Actually, well, like he recorded, like he made time to record in the Ravioli because that's how we do it now. And everything that you hear on that EP from KJ was recorded in the Rav and it was so freaking hilarious. I hope you don't hear me in the background because I was cracking up. But yes, shout out to KJ. I did hear from the artist that ghosted me. Just some more chisme for you guys. They had an emergency. They couldn't get to me. They couldn't let me know until the next day, but they are okay. And that's fine. I've listened to my favorite song once. I think I had to tag them. I was doing this music day challenge on Instagram, this 30-day music day challenge, and I did tag them because the song was appropriate for that day. But yeah, other than that, I haven't really listened. DM me your address, guys, because those 200... DM me an address because those gold, quote, gold stickers came in for the 200th episode and I have a shit ton of them. So I really want to get rid of them. So please, please let me send you stickers. Eric Hartman will be added to the Expand Your Playlist /110 podcast playlist where you can find most of the songs that I've ever featured on this podcast. Thank you guys for listening. I really do love you guys if you've been listening this whole time. Yeah, I hope you listen next time to check out a small artist or band. Say hi to your dad or your dog for me or both. Bye.
Yeah. Yep, 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 yep. Check, 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 check. Damn cold night. Trying to figure out this line. Won't you take me by the hand, take me somewhere new, don't know. Nah, it should be. It should be, right? The most unconventional cover album of all time. All right.